industrial average off 168 points, the Nasdaq down 336. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for handcrafted holiday gifts at their annual art fair tomorrow and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org. Beginning with the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Normandy, and iconic music written by Tchaikovsky, the Grand Pas de Deux, from Act Two of The Nutcracker, here on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you. Music continues as we enter the afternoon time, with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta a bit later, with Three Bavarian Dances from composer Sir Edward Elgar, and we'll also spend time with the London Brass, enjoying a medley of Christmas carols in just a bit. Thanks for being with us today on KPR, where support for classical music comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. The holidays are a fine time for a little bit of fairy tale magic, so we hear the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic next, conducted by Sir Charles Groves, to take in an orchestral suite from an English composer by the name of Eric Coates, born in the late 19th century and in the early 20th century had quite a prominent position on BBC radio, composing in that genre that they called light music. This orchestral suite, a fantasy really from 1930, is based on the story of Cinderella, next on KPR. That one, composed in 1930, The Cinderella Fantasy, by English composer Eric Coates, and a performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles Groves, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's just about 12:28, the Bournemouth Sinfonietta joining us in just over 15 minutes' time, with music from a different English composer, Edward Elgar, and a collection of Bavarian-inspired dances for orchestra still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities, Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org. And Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and the surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com. Right now on the KU campus, it's 37 degrees. Today's high around 39, with mostly sunny skies. By this evening, though, cloudy with a low of 22. Some chilly temperatures in store for us over the weekend. Tomorrow's high 32 degrees, but Saturday night, it drops down to about 8 degrees with sub-zero wind chills and temperatures in the mid-20s on Sunday. We'll try to put that little detail out of our minds next with a performance by the London Brass, with a medley of Christmas tunes for you on Kansas Public Radio. Christmas carols with the London Brass here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:45 now, 15 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. That London Brass experience made me recall that it's almost finally here. KPR's annual Big Band Christmas concert is tomorrow night. Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will serve up Yuletide songs and some classic KC jazz. A Big Band Christmas, with tickets available at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Something else fun happening this weekend that I wanted to let you know about. The Topeka Bible Church Live Christmas Light Show is coming back this evening, Saturday and Sunday, with four nightly shows at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. This is an experience where you'll get to see thousands of synchronized lights dancing to live musical performances that you can watch through church windows, all from the comfort of your car. It's a completely free event. The Topeka Bible Church Live Christmas Light Show at the Topeka Bible Church at 1101 Southwest Mulvane Street. Find out more about this event, just Google Topeka Christmas Light Show. We've got the Bournemouth Sinfonietta for one more musical performance, conductor Norman Del Mar, with music that Sir Edward Elgar composed while on vacation to the Bavarian Highlands. Three Bavarian Dances on KPR. Three Bavarian Dances by Sir Edward Elgar, performed by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta with conductor Norman Del Mar, here on Kansas Public Radio.
Our Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Back off 374, this is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's one from the KPR archives. The KU Symphony Orchestra and KU Symphonic Choir there with The Christmas Silence by Scott Murphy here on Kansas Public Radio. Elsewhere this hour, more Christmas music when we join the Robert Shaw Festival singers with Christmas Motets by Francis Poulenc. The City of London Symphony as well will hear a concertino pastorale from composer John Ireland, all just ahead. Thanks for being with us on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com. We continue with music by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana and hear one of the tone poems from his masterpiece, Mavlast, or My Fatherland. The most famous tone poem of which from that collection is, of course, Smetana's The Moldau. All these symphonic poems together were in some way explorations of the beauty of the Czech countryside. And the tone poem that we'll listen to, composed in March of 1879, is similar, and as it turns out, it also has a bit of a Christmas connection. We'll listen to the tone poem Blanik, which refers to a mountain in the Czech countryside, which a legend says, underneath which sleeps a huge army of knights that will wake and help the country in its gravest hour, this army led by Saint Wenceslas, that same Christmas Saint Wenceslas of good king fame. We'll listen to the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1879 and part of the symphonic cycle Mavlast by Bedřich Smetana, we listened to Blanik, performed by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:26. The City of London Sinfonia joining us in the second half of the hour. And when they do, we'll hear Concertino Pastorale from English composer John Ireland, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom design, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And the Lawrence Arts Center, featuring the Hallmark movie party Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story, on December 4th and The Nightmare Before a Christmas Sing-Along on the 18th. Tickets at Lawrence Arts Center, www.robertshawfestival.org. We'll spend a little time next with the Robert Shaw Festival singers to hear a collection of motets, motet being just a short piece of sacred choral music. Four Christmas motets by Francis Poulenc here on KPR. The Robert Shaw Festival singers, with four Christmas motets by French composer Francis Poulenc on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:38. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us on a Friday afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny from 1 to 4 p.m. for Classics by Request, where you'll hear a symphony with bagpipes as it happens. Perhaps you've never heard one before. We'll be treated to that and some requests that you have heard, the Christmas portion of Handel's Messiah. Classics Live is the show where you pick the playlist. Let Destiny know what you'd like to hear by going to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. We have for you now the City of London Symphonia, conductor Richard Hickox, and music from English composer John Ireland, composed in 1939, is Concertino Pastorale, next on KPR. The City of London Symphonia, with Concertino Pastorale, from composer John Ireland, here on Kansas Public Radio. Another pastoral piece, a whole symphony from Beethoven, awaits us in the next hour. The Russian National Orchestra gives us Beethoven's Symphony No. 6. We'll have that plus music from Bela Bartok and others in the next hour of classical music here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
These are usually the All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
100 down 73 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with the Bel Canto Company, and from Dan Locklear, A Christmas Carol, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you once more. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. We'll work our way in just about 10 minutes from now to the Russian National Orchestra and conductor Mikhail Pletnev, where we'll spend the majority of our time this hour enjoying the Pastoral Symphony, Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, in just a little bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. And Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing now through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com. Well, next up to KPR, Yeno Yondo at the piano with a little more Christmas cheer for us. From Bela Bartok, we'll hear a collection of Romanian Christmas carols on Kansas Public Radio. At the piano, Yeno Yondo, with a pair of Romanian Christmas carols by Bela Bartok, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:20. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight from 7 to 9 p.m., Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday. Tomorrow evening, KPR's Big Band Christmas is finally here. It'll be tomorrow evening at Liberty Hall, featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. You can get your tickets right now, available in person at the Liberty Hall box office or Ticketmaster.com. Find all the details about tomorrow night's Big Band Christmas concert over at kansaspublicradio.org. Maybe Kansas City-style jazz isn't your thing. Maybe tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m., you'd be more interested in a concert by the Lawrence Civic Choir. They've got their 2025 holiday concert, A Festival of Joy, which is tomorrow night at 7:30 at First Church in Lawrence at 946 Vermont Street, featuring choral classics, Francis Poulenc's Gloria, and much more. A Festival of Joy, the Lawrence Civic Choir, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at First Church in Lawrence on Vermont Street. To find out about this concert, just visit the Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. Time for a symphony, a rather substantial symphony, and one that conjures many images. The playing of a shepherd's pipe, the singing of birds, and the flowing of streams. It is the Pastoral Symphony by Beethoven, Symphony No. 6, which premiered in the month of December in 1808. It's a great reflection on the beauty of nature from Beethoven, who was a great lover of nature, an attitude forged over many long walks taken throughout the Viennese countryside. We'll hear the Pastoral Symphony with the Russian National Orchestra, led by Mikhail Pletnev on Kansas Public Radio. The Russian National Orchestra, conducted by Mikhail Pletnev, with the Pastoral Symphony, Symphony No. 6 in F Major, by Beethoven, which premiered in December of 1808, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 3 p.m. now, and next is All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight at 7, Daryl Brogdon is your host with Film Music Friday. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you for joining me for Classics on a Friday afternoon. We'll have more for you Monday at noon. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.